Well, I guess perhaps I'm the only person in the world not stunned free agent pitcher Cliff Lefthander.
It's your New York loathing coming out. It's all right.
It's really
perfectly
not. I'm just not surprised.
People, you know.
I don't loathe New York.
Well,
I
loathe their success.
But
the Yankees.
I don't. I hate the Yankees. It
no,
is
there
true.
We go. Okay, there we go.
But I'm not surprised that free agent pitcher Cliff Lee chose a 5-year, $120 million deal with the Philadelphia Phillies instead of a 7-year contract from the New York Yankees and a deal from the Texas Rangers. He walked away from an extra $54 million from the Yankees, although
wow.
You might say $120 million is quite enough. Thank you.
It is.
Here to talk about
lineup.
It with us is.
Oof.
That's the thing for me. That's why I'm not surprised. Dan Friedel, freelance sports writer. Okay, here's the thing, Dan. Maybe you can settle this for us. When I look at the pitching staff now at the Phillies, Cliff Lee, Roy Halladay, Roy Oswalt, Cole Hames, I mean, that's an incredible foursome there. That's why I think he stayed there.
Well, Cliff Lee never wanted to leave in the first place. It was just about a year ago today that Cliff Lee got traded away from the Phillies, and he was devastated by that trade. He loved pitching for the Phillies when he came over in 2009 from the Cleveland Indians just before the trading deadline. So, you know, he's happy to be back, and he's part of that formidable rotation, like you mentioned.
Well, you know, a lot of people are saying hooray for the underdog today, but the Phillies aren't necessarily an underdog. I mean, they're now going to be a favorite for the World Series.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they've been in the World Series 2 times in the last 3 years anyway, so they're not seen as an underdog anymore. But anytime you go head-to-head with the Yankees in money negotiation and you win, it's still a win for the underdog, if you ask me.
And to a certain extent, the Yankees really aren't used to being turned down, you know?
No. And, you know, this was a player that the Yankees desperately needed. They struggled last year in the playoffs with their pitching staff, and adding Cliff Lee to C.C. Sabathia would have been huge for them, and they were prepared to pay the most money. And Cliff Lee decided he wanted to go to the team that he enjoyed playing with the most. And so that's kind of the win for the little guy.
So what do we call $54 million, Dan Friedel?
We call it
cost of living adjustment. Cost of living in New York.
Dan Friedel, freelance sports writer, talking about free agent pitcher Cliff Lee, newly signed with the Philadelphia Phillies.
It's going to be very exciting in the National League this year.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.